Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a profile in leadership. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over 16 years, the Business of Government Hour has brought you leading government executives who are changing the way government does business. Each week, our guest joins us for an informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on their careers, their agencies, agency accomplishments, as well as their vision of government in the 21st century. Leaders are responsible for envisioning, shaping, and safeguarding the future, creating clarity amongst uncertainty. This is no small feat, and it is made increasingly difficult in the 21st century, where rapid, unforeseen change seems to be the only constant. Today, the leader I profile is Dr. David Shulkin, the new Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. I had the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Shulkin a few months ago when he was leading the Veterans Health Administration, VHA. He made a significant impact on VHA in a short time, but now he is charged with leading the entire department, the second largest federal civilian department with over 300,000 employees and a budget close to $80 billion. Who is Dr. David Shulkin? What is his leadership philosophy? How did he, in fact, reform the VHA? And what can we learn about him from his time leading VHA? This special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Profile in Leadership, will explore these questions and so much more. It is my hope that you learn more about a government executive who is changing the way government does business. But changing the way government does business requires patience. Dr. Shulkin explains the goals he sought and the challenges he faced in his previous role as VA Undersecretary for Health. He points out that change may take patience, but it requires resolve.
It took a year to vet me and to get my confirmation first vetted so that the president nominated me, and then secondly to get confirmation from the U.S. Senate. So I had a long period of time in which to think about what I would do coming into the organization. The first is to fix the access issues in healthcare, the real crisis that led towards where VA faced itself when I came into the organization, making sure it could provide good access for veterans who needed its help. The second is to focus on the employees and to make sure that they felt passionate about the work they were doing and they had the tools that they needed. And this was a big challenge and still remains a challenge for me in finding the right leaders to step up and to lead my healthcare organizations around the country. The third was to transform VA from being separate VA medical centers to actually acting as an integrated enterprise across the country, where we take best practices from one VA and make sure that they're spread throughout the country. The fourth was to work with our community providers, those that are academic affiliates and those who help us by providing care in the community, to form an integrated network with VA, what I call a high-performance network, where we can begin to start having seamless transitions of care between VA and the community. And the last and most important is really what I call our currency. Since we don't operate with a stock price and we don't operate by financial gains, our currency is really the trust of those that we serve, of the veterans. And clearly, in the wait time crisis that happened in April 2014, we lost a lot of confidence and trust. And so it's really my objective to build that trust back up with our veterans.
Confidence and trust in VA has been attenuating for years, but Dr. Shulkin made it his objective to build the trust back with veterans. Sure, doing that takes an ambitious vision and a focused approach, but most of all, it involves putting veterans first.
Well, one of the ways that I collect information about how to make the right strategic decisions is by actually listening to our veterans. And we are very fortunate in that we have organized groups of veterans. Many of them belong to what we call veteran services organizations. People know them as the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign War, Vietnam Veterans of America, Paralyzed Veterans of America, for example, where we are in regular contact with them and the veterans that they serve about whether we are addressing their needs and whether our ideas are good ones to pursue. The underlying concept on how we're making these changes is really to be veteran-centric, not government-centric, not healthcare-centric, but veteran-centric. And to drive an organization that is meeting their needs is really what we've launched an initiative called My VA, because we want every veteran to feel this is their VA. And in order for us to be able to meet their needs, we have to be listening to them.
Listening to veterans is key to reforming the VA, but Congress also established a Commission on Care to examine veterans' access to health care, to also figure out how best to strategically organize the VHA, locate health sources, and deliver health care to veterans over the next 20 years. In my last conversation with Dr. Shulkin, he explains this effort and the insights gleaned.
The Commission on Care was set up by Congress and the President to provide recommendations on where the VA healthcare system should go in the future. It was actually composed of a number of leading healthcare executives and composed of people who understand the VA organization. And it focused specifically on the healthcare mission of the organization. It was a very well-debated commission in that you heard all sorts of perspectives. People who felt that maybe the VA should be vouchered out and people that felt that that was the wrong decision. In the end, the commission reached a consensus and it said that the VA healthcare organization is absolutely necessary for veterans and for America, that the VA system needed to be kept intact and strong, but that the VA needed to make some transformational changes in the way that it operates. And it gave 18 recommendations. 15 of those 18, the VA feels are absolutely the correct recommendations and actually have already begun initiatives and efforts to undertake them. Some of them are longer term and will take a while to accomplish, but we are absolutely supportive of these recommendations and think that the commission did a very good job of defining what's going to be required for the success of the VA.
According to Dr. Shulkin, the commission did a very good job of defining what it's going to take for VA to be successful. Most of these efforts require a committed and highly skilled workforce. So what is being done to promote a positive culture of service throughout the VA enterprise? Here's Dr. Shulkin.
We already have a workforce that is a very committed workforce to this mission. So this is not something that we have to rebuild. It's something that we have to reinforce and, frankly, is motivating when we do reinforce that for those who have chosen to come to the VA. We've launched a program called Leaders Developing Leaders. This is where we're taking our leadership off-site, spending the time personally with them, personally training these top leaders, and recommitting to the mission, and then having them cascade this leadership training down to the people who work in their organizations. We've now trained over 90,000 people in our organization with a commitment to value-based leadership and principle-based leadership. Traditionally, the VA, like many government organizations, has been rules-based. And we don't believe that there are many high-performing organizations that are rules-based. High-performing organizations tend to have principles and values and adhere to that and allow their leaders to lead in the way that supports those principles and values. And that's what we're putting in place and training people in that way of managing.
Training people the right way with the organization's principles and values at the forefront can also go a long way in improving staff and employee morale.
Number one is we're trying to listen to our employees. I try to do this physically as much as I can. I do a town hall forum where I try to hear from employees, hear from union leaders, hear from veteran services organizations, congressional members. So trying to do as much listening as we can. But with an organization as big as this, with 320,000 people, I can't physically visit them all. So we've established what I call the Facebook of VA. We happen to call it VA Pulse, where it's an open forum for people to be able to share their ideas, not only with me, but with one another, to be able to get some of that active listening going on and sharing of ideas. I have been doing virtual town halls. It's simulcast to every VA in our country, and we take active questions from the field. We had over 10,000 sites listening, hopefully multiple people at each site. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can and be able to have the communication be bidirectional. So communication listening is certainly part of it. But we're beginning to take these ideas and actually implement them. So listening to our clinicians, one of the things that they've said to us is that the electronic medical record has too many alerts on it. They're spending so much time answering alerts that they're not spending time with their veterans in the amount of time that they want. So we're looking at that, and we're giving clinicians now more options to select which alerts are helpful to them and deselect which ones aren't. So making the changes to make it a better environment, I think, is ultimately the proof in the pudding, whether you're really listening or not.
The focus on change is a consistent theme that runs throughout my conversation with Dr. David Shulkin when he was VA Undersecretary for Health. Moreover, no other health system is better positioned than VA to realize a more contemporary approach to healthcare service. How is VA promoting a transformation from a model of providing sick care to a real health and care model? Dr. Shulkin elaborates.
Well, prior to coming to VA, I was involved in developing and launching an accountable care organization, one of actually the largest in the country. When I came to VA, what I realized is it is the largest accountable care organization in the country. It actually has a commitment once you leave the service till the rest of your life. And actually beyond that, that's why we have a National Cemetery Service. And so we have everything that it requires to be able to provide the full scope of services that population-based health organizations and accountable care organizations do. And of course, a large focus of that is to do prevention and to provide what I've described before as this holistic approach towards healthcare, that many of the determinants of well-being and health relate not only to what we call physical health, but the economic and social and psychological health. And so we are really focused heavily and have been for some time on prevention, on team-based approaches to care, on home health care, on caregiver support, on many of the things that you're not seeing as well distributed in the private sector because they don't have the same financial incentives that we do. Our only financial incentive is to do what's right for veterans, and that allows us a lot more freedom to develop what I do believe is really the gold standard of population health, and that occurs today in the VA healthcare system.
Who is Dr. David Shulkin? I will explore this question and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Profile in Leadership, returns.